Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg for the local news department. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is Campus Connection. It's our local call-in show. We're going to talk about tonight's school board meeting in Petersburg, and you're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808. I'm joined in the studio today by School Superintendent Rob Thomason and Board Member Cheryl File. Thanks for coming in today and talking about the agenda for tonight. Before we dive into the agenda, maybe we could take a look back at the school year. Things have quieted down around campus. The kids are gone. The teachers are taking their summer break. And Rob, I guess maybe you could give your wrap-up thoughts on how the school year went and wrapped up in the final days there.
Well, you bet, Joe. And thank you for having us again today at the end of the year here. And although things may have quieted down in the students' world, they're very busy in the maintenance and custodial world. But to talk about the school year a little bit, I've been in this career for 40-plus years, and as I've told the staff and I've told the board, this has to rank as one of those top 5 years out of a 40-year career in terms of everything just came together within the community, within the school. The nice warm winter helped in terms of our finances. The test scores for the students, the whole reason that we exist, i.e. learning, came in as high as they've ever come. I don't have the statistics at my fingertips, but they were extremely high. We're doing very well there. We had no major issues, behavior issues. It was a wonderful senior class. We had a great graduation, a wonderful graduation party put on by the parents, the elementary school. Just lots of nice things happened throughout the year. I think anybody I talk to in the streets, and I wander around the stores and people will comment to me, they had a similar feeling that it was just a unique year. And I'm sure Cheryl would have some thoughts on that with her
kids in school. How's summertime going at your house?
Summertime is great.
Yeah.
We're enjoying it. And actually, I've had a great year learning. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
Every board meeting, it's like I don't understand that, but it's great. I'm excited for another year.
All right. Well, let's jump into the agenda for tonight. Speaking of how the year went, you got a little bit of feedback on an online survey that you put out there. This is a SurveyMonkey survey that you put out for, I think, anyone in the community who
Correct.
Wanted to take
mm-hmm.
part. It looks like how many responses did you get back? 40 to 60 per question or something
yeah.
like that?
It's online. The results are online on the district website, www.pcsd.us. And people can look at it. And again, that's all part of that. It was very positive. There were, I don't publish the comments necessarily online because sometimes people will name people that they want to commend or issues or something. And so we do that. But questions that are asked were like, I feel welcome at my child's school, 100% said they agreed on that one. I can easily arrange a meeting with my child's teacher. The school has high academic standards for all students. 40 out of 47 agreed. 5 had no opinion, and 2 didn't feel that was true. So there's always going to be a few that have a different opinion. Teachers at this school are effective in the delivery of instruction. 41 out of 45 that responded agreed. 3 had no opinion. So we're very pleased with the results. We always go over those. In fact, a little note of comment here. It was through this very survey, I believe it was done maybe 2 years ago, where someone said that the bike racks were just not suitable. And when you're there every day and you're walking by them, you tend not to notice sometimes. And so I went out and looked at those bike racks, and I asked a few people, what do you think about those bike racks? And they said, they're horrible. So the district commissioned Joseph Quitzlin to build some new bike racks at the elementary school, and they are fantastic. So these surveys do make a difference either in instruction or in how we're maintaining things. It's often people see things I may not see, and I really appreciate that.
Anything in this year's survey that you see we'd like to address or stands out to you? Cheryl, anything?
I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay, all right. How about you, Rob? Anything that stands out in your mind
Yeah. I believe it's just the consistent over the years that I've been here, and we've done this survey, and this year is no exception. The positive comments just about the people. The school district is wonderful buildings, but really it's about the people and the staff that are here, and everybody to a person just feels like their students are getting a good education. And it's just that positive comment. And we need to hear that. We who work in the school district need to know what people think, because it helps. We need our affirmation and our direction also.
Okay. And like you said, those results are online, so people can check them out. A couple of late additions to the agenda for tonight. Let's get into those. I guess, Rob, you just handed me this thing that says there's a tentative agreement with the district support personnel. Can you remind us again who these people are who work for you?
The PDSP are the Petersburg District Support Personnel, and they are the classified or the instructional assistants, the custodians, the cook's assistants, the people, basically anybody that's not a teacher or an administrator. And we've met for three different times, reached an agreement. It's a 2% increase each of the next 3 years. And then some language about being able to cash out their personal leave days if they're not used, which is an incentive not to use them, in terms of we much prefer to have the people there in the classroom with the kids. And frankly, for the classified folks, they do not receive wages like during spring break or Christmas. And if they wanted to cash out those days to help them get through one of those unpaid holidays, then that's a good thing.
Okay. And any changes in health care coverage or the same?
No, those stay pretty much the same. The ATP, the Teacher Association, and the Classified Association are jointly involved in that. We can't change one without the other. And frankly, it's a very decent program. It's good for the employees, and it's a very cost-effective for the district. So there were no changes there. The only two changes were the cashing out the leaves of absence, which was a big move. That was a big thing. And the 2% salary increase each year.
Any idea of overall cost per year with this new contract to the district, or with those 2% plus the leave issue, or ballpark?
Oh, $30,000 maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, between 20 and 30 something in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's ballparking. I mean, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, and I didn't memorize them, and we're still writing up all the stuff, but mm-hmm. we're just excited to have this behind us before July 1st, so we can proceed with next year with it was very harmonious negotiations, and we're just very proud of our people.
And the Teachers Association, their contract was it last year renewed, or I forget where we are with that?
It
one.
Runs through 2015, expires okay. in 15, okay. July of 15.
So you have a couple of years before you have to renegotiate that one.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Cheryl, any thoughts on the support personnel contract? You'll be asked to approve the tentative agreement tonight. What do you think?
Well, this is my first time. And I think everything went well, and I think it sounds great.
Okay. All right. So you'll be a yes vote,
Yep, I'll be a yes vote.
Okay. All right. And I imagine that will show up in the budget that's being voted on tonight as well.
Correct.
For next year.
So exactly.
That'll be one change from what we saw last Thursday when you did the presentation with the draft budget. So. See.
Well, actually, when we did the draft budget, we had this back of our minds, so we thought that was coming. What we were actually waiting on was the PDSP ratification vote.
Okay.
So we knew we had tentative agreement, so we prepared the budget that way, and we felt very positive about the feedback. So we're okay.
Okay. As for the budget, Cheryl, you like the spending plan that you saw on Thursday? anything you'd like to see change? This is your chance, I guess.
Well, I think Karen has done a great job, and since it's my first budget go through, I think it looks great. I mean, we're not overspending. We're not overextending ourselves. So I think that's really important. She did a great job.
And that typically goes through at least one revision or two, but I know Karen is hoping not to have any this year. We heard from her.
Has spent a lot of time up front, which is a good thing.
Okay, so that'll be another thing voted on tonight, the budget for next year. Another addition to tonight's agenda is on math curriculum. The curriculum committee for the district is recommending a change for what math is taught, and this is textbooks and curriculum for middle school. Is that right?
Correct, Joe. This is specifically for the middle school. The elementary school and the high school are still doing their work. The middle school, it's a little easier task, a little smaller setup. But they are recommending a book called Big Ideas Math, published by the Larson Company, and it's written specifically for middle school's needs. On their website, it talks about it being aligned with the core curriculum, and if it's aligned with the core curriculum, which is a national thing, then it is also aligned with the Alaska standards, and we have to do that, and we're excited that it is.
You've already made a number of changes to align with national standards for curriculum and get in step, I guess, or?
Well, we have specifically in the language arts area and math, we've had teams going to Anchorage, participating in workshops. So the answer is yes. It's going to take a lot longer than we have put into it. It's a big move. And as you may know, Alaska has not adopted the core curriculum standards of the nation, but their Alaska standards are so similar, they're like 99% the same.
Okay. How about you, Cheryl? Any thoughts on math content at the middle school level?
Yeah. Well, since I have a sixth grader going in.
And you're going to be helping him through this book.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, I know that when my other kids were going, they changed math, I think, two or three times since now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if there's going to be a huge change for them, I mean, going for middle school, but it's, I mean, I know for me it was like you learn one thing and then I have no idea how to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And then a teacher said, just teach them the old way. Well, then, no, you can't do that, Mom. So it'll be a learning, but I think it'll be fine if the teachers recommend it and that's what they want to do. I think it'll be great.
And Rob, maybe you could mention the specifics here. I'm just reading through your write-up here. It talks about a little bit allowance for accelerated learners for getting into geometry or integrated two math earlier on.
One of the movements toward in the state is moving into algebra a little sooner. Rick Brock, one of our stellar math teachers, will be there tonight to talk more in detail about that. So I'm excited that he was able to be there this evening to introduce the book.
Okay. So we'll hear more about that tonight. You also have a vote. The board has a vote on making that curriculum change for math.
Yeah.
Also, we mentioned the budget. You've got a policy change on extracurricular activities, co-curriculars, and this is addressing a state law change to allow homeschoolers to participate in the school district. This is any thoughts on this change, Cheryl or Rob? You've had one reading of this and basically doing what state law says, and it's a difference for the upcoming school year. The team's going to have more students to draw from, basically.
In the beginning, when it started, we were a little concerned that that would be unmanageable, but through the Alaska Activity Association, they've developed some parameters that are aligned with the law and that give districts some guidance, which was many districts, 53 districts, were looking for guidance there. There will be a fee to play. Looks like we have not totally settled on it, but it looks like we did the average of the fees for our district, and they range from $350 spent by a youngster on a sport to over $1,200, and we're looking at about the $500 range and doing an average for a participant. B, students must be enrolled in an accredited state-licensed homeschool program like IDEA, IDEA, or CyberLinks out of Nenana, Raven, as opposed to just someone who said, well, I want to be homeschooled and I am, and it's a quote-unquote mom-and-pop operation. So we are pleased with some of those, what we believe are quality control things. A third thing that is interesting is that youngsters who are from a homeschool program, if they participate in the extracurricular program, they count toward the district's qualification number when you have the different divisions or levels you play in.
Mm-hmm.
Classifications. So let's say we're at 450, and if we had no homeschool students and we dropped to 4 40, we'd go down a classification. But if we have homeschool students and we're at 450 and 10 youngsters enrolled, we're now at 460, even though they're not regular students. So that was a bit of a change for us to digest. Like, they're not in our building, but we still count them in terms of our competition. So.
And if I remember right, for the high school, you were right near that 150 student cutoff, but
correct.
This will keep you above that for a while.
That was one of the that's exactly right.
So 3A for the near future.
Correct.
With this change.
Yes.
Those fees you mentioned, maybe you talk a little bit more about that. You looked at each sport, how much it cost the district, how many mm-hmm. students participated in each sport, and kind of broke it down into terms of how much per student each sport cost the district. Any surprises out of that analysis about which sports are more costly? Not really.
Basketball and volleyball and wrestling are the three biggies, and they have the most costs, and clearly the amount per student really we found fluctuated. One sport with 9 participants, that was a higher cost per student, makes sense, than one with 14, for example, volleyball. It also depended on where the teams traveled and whether they were able to take the ferry or had to fly. So we had to take that all into account, a lot of cost differences. And that's where we arrived at, well, there's a range, and we just didn't want to say, well, it's just to play that sport because it goes from year to year. So that's where we believe we're heading toward about a $500 would be reasonable and fair.
And that's that fee basically helps the district recoup some of those costs of traveling, basically. And
right, because out of this basic student allocation from the state, the district pays for airfare sometimes, some of the transportation. And so for a homeschool student to come in, they would need to pay that portion. That's where we're trying to figure out what is the correct portion.
Okay. Cheryl, any thoughts on that kind of new program in the district?
Well, just to clarify for the bit, we don't get, like, when the homeschoolers come in and it does bump up our enrollment, but we don't get money for that.
That's correct.
Just so people know, we don't get any money for them to
participate.
They're counted, though.
Right. So that's why it's going to be a little bit higher of a for them to have to pay for a fee.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And it's second reading tonight. Does it require a third reading at next meeting, or does this make it official?
I think the board will wait until they have the full board there and do a vote at the next meeting, probably the August meeting before the season starts.
Okay. And does this policy change include that fee, or is that a later decision?
No, that will be an administrative regulation, an AR.
Okay.
The law doesn't address the fee either, the amount. It's something the local districts can set. Some districts are setting it significantly higher than $500.
Okay. All right, so we'll hear more about that tonight. Also, you have some surplus equipment, some personnel changes, comings and goings. What should we highlight out of those things?
The surplus equipment is pretty much we've done the weeding in our libraries, and it's disposal of books, I think, is the primary thing there. We are saying goodbye to Joy Davis. She is retired, and deservedly so, and we wish her well. Appreciated her work with kids. We have been able to, after a very difficult process, because there were many well-qualified candidates, it was one of the more difficult times, are going to be hiring Becky Martin tonight to teach kindergarten. And then Dan Ewan will be replacing Julie Dahl, who retired as a custodian. And they'll be voting on that one tonight also. So
okay.
We're excited about our new employees, and we'll miss the ones who are leaving.
All right. And you have a full slate of employees for the upcoming school year, or are you still doing any hirings?
As of this moment, when we are talking, we are fully staffed.
Okay, good to hear. Gene Ellis is wanting to talk about increase possible in the school board membership from 5 to 7. I'm guessing this would just be to help cover times like tonight when you're struggling to get a quorum together of people to attend board meetings. Cheryl, you're nodding your head. Is that right?
Yes. it's kind of difficult when you're making certain decisions and there's only 3 of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of nice to have some more input. But I'm kind of worried about, I mean, it sounds great because I always wondered why is there only 5 and not 7. But then it's like, are we going to have enough people to run just like on the assembly? There's hardly, well, like when I ran, no one else ran,
mm-hmm.
But there might be more people interested out there. There's more families moving to town. So you never know.
Okay.
It's kind of a double-edged, sword. And I'm going to suggest to the board tonight, if they would like me to, do some research on the efficacy or a five-member board versus a seven-member board versus attendance versus... There's just a lot of questions that come up. And in a small community, is a seven-member board supportable in terms of, do we have, like Cheryl said, the people to handle that? Are we going? We just don't know. I think it's a good discussion to have.
Okay. All right. Anything else important to note from the end of the school year, from tonight's school board agenda, or what's coming up for the rest of the summer? We should note that the board does not plan a meeting in July, so this will be a little break for next month after tonight. And next meeting will be in August. And anything else important to highlight coming up for the summer?
Well, the maintenance folks, as we did last year and the year before that, worked on the middle school, high school library. We are working on the elementary school library this year. It's basically a two-year project. They've cut out a wall. We're going to be putting in a book checkout counter. We have new furniture ordered. There'll be paint taking place in there. The librarian, Mary Ellen Anderson, has, as you may recall, the elementary school library has these large heat vent ducts, tubes in there. And being a younger type place, she wants to turn those into caterpillars.
Those are named after Jim Schwartz, aren't
they? They are, the Jim Schwartz heat ducts. And they're going to be, she has a Garden of the Mind theme she is working on, and it's going to be kind of animals with legs up there. So
okay.
We're excited to see how that turns out.
Cool. No, you don't have the big project for the siding this year. That's next summer planned, right?
The funding has gone through the state. Okay. It was just signed whenever the governor signed the budget recently, so we could not get the stuff positioned and staged, but we are working with the architects and the city and fully expect that to be kicking into gear the day after school is out next summer.
Okay. All right, Cheryl, anything else from the school board side of things to tell people about? Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Off the top of your head, all right.
Come and show up, and, you know, it's just like we were talking earlier, it's, you know, if there's something going on and we need to know about it, just talk to one of us and let us know.
Okay.
So we can make it all better, or try to make it better.
All right.
So the council chambers tonight, 7 p.m.
We'll see you there, and you can hear it live on KFSK. Thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
In.
Thank you.
Coming up next, you can hear Street Beat Music with Ross Nanook III.